Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. We've been speaking a lot about faith. We've been speaking a lot about the reconciliation that God wants us to have with Him and to have with one another. And we've talked a lot this week about having to make decisions to put ourselves on the right path. It's very, very important that we make clear, concrete decisions. Lord, I am your son or your daughter. I want to love you and follow you. Please give me the grace. Please help me today. Please help me in this next hour, even, to live as a son or daughter of you. Lord, give me the grace to forgive those who have hurt me. Give me grace, Lord, to accept the forgiveness of others when I've hurt them. Jesus, help me. Help me to follow your word. Help me to be obedient. Help me. I want to be your disciple. I want to be more and more clearly your son or your daughter. I want to follow you all the days of my life until I see you face to face. Give me grace. Just pray that way, day in and day out. You'd be amazed at the nudges of the Holy Spirit that come to you when you've really told God, this is what I want, and I'm open to it, and then let God do it the way God wants to do it. But engage Him. Engage God. Say, here I am, Lord. I'm your daughter. I'm your son. I haven't lived a very good life, or I've tried to live a good life, but I've fallen in some particular ways. I'm sorry, but I'm embarrassed. I'm humiliated by my sin. Will you help me? Please help me. Please show me the way back. You pray like that day in and day out, and God will answer you. He hears the cry of every one of us. He knows every word of every prayer we pray, and He never forgets. He knows. And He tells us again and again and again, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. We're worn down by crosses and trials. We're worn down by unforgiveness in others and unforgiveness in ourselves. We're worn down by the crosses that life has brought to us. There's lots of things that make us heavy and weighed down, and we want to turn away. We just want to get out, when in reality the answer is take all your baggage and just draw near to God. Just say, Lord, here I am. I want to come to you. Will you please come to me? Even if that's the only thing you can pray, pray that. Pray it every day. Pray it a number of times a day, and God will answer. God will answer. I'm going to take a look here at the gospel and then work backwards. This is different, but I have a reason for doing it this way. The gospel for this Sunday, the 20th Sunday in ordinary time, is taken from the gospel of Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman. Now, the Jews and the Canaanites did not relate. Behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. It's a mother crying out for help for her child. But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, send her away, for she keeps calling out to us. And he said in reply, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This is who he was sent for, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, Lord, help me. God will never reject a sincere prayer like that. No matter the background, no matter the laws of society, no matter religious situations, circumstances, God will hear that cry if it's genuine. Lord, help me. Have pity. But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, Lord, help me. And he said to her in reply, it's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. I am always amazed at that response. I would have run away. But she said, this is a mother, it's her child. She said, please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. She humbles herself right down to the ground for the sake of her child. I could weep today over that kind of humility rather than stomping off in anger. She just cries out because there's something in her that knows this is the only source of help. And then Jesus said to her in reply, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. Look what he says to her. Great is your faith. You persevered. Even in opposition, you persevered. You came to the only one who could help. And that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. So let's take a look at the other readings now in light of all of that. Prophet Isaiah chapter 56. Thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. These are prophecies of the coming Messiah. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. For all peoples. So he tells us, even if you're a foreigner, if you join yourself to the Lord, if you minister to him, if you love the name of the Lord, if you become his servant, if you obey his commandments, then I will bless you. No matter your tribe, tongue, people, nation, no matter the sins you have committed, as long as you have asked for forgiveness, they're gone. You can't say, and I've had people say to me, oh, well, God would never want me when I did this such and such a thing many years ago. Nobody could ever forgive me for that. God is saying, I want my house to be a house of prayer for all peoples. No matter what the past, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. We come to him expressing our sorrow, expressing our need for forgiveness, and he gives it, and we're reconciled. Oh God, let all the nations praise you. Let all the nations praise you. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the peoples in equity. You're fair. You're good. The nations on the earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us. May all the ends of the earth fear him. That is, reverence him, honor him, obey him. And often that happens because of the way you conduct your own life. Second reading is from Paul to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 13 to 15, and then 29 to 32. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking to you Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I glory in my ministry, in order to make my race jealous and thus save some of them. I glory in my ministry in order to make my race jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If you follow me, you will know life, fullness of life forever, where there will be no more mourning, no more weeping, no more pain, no more death anymore, for the old order will have passed away. And all will be made new. That's not in this passage. I'm combining other passages from Scripture. God has so much he wants to give you. He wants to give you eternal life. Will you follow him? Will you trust him? Will you believe in him? For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. Just as you once disobeyed God but have now received mercy, because of their disobedience, so they have now disobeyed in order that by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may receive mercy. Brothers and sisters, God has mercy on all. We're the ones who shut the door. We're the ones that lock the door for ourselves and sometimes for others. God's mercy endures forever. Will you receive it? Will you open your heart to what God has for you? Please. I know you can't take everything all at once, but please make sure that there is at least every one of you listening to me, whatever part of the world you're listening to me, take at least one area. Don't try to take much more than that anyway. But take the one area that you think is one of the biggest obstacles to your growing in love for God, your growing in being a disciple of Christ, your growing in being able to extend the mercy and forgiveness to others that God has given to you. Look at what you think might be the biggest obstacle to that and ask God to help you. Lord, I've lived with this for 30 years, and sometimes we think, oh, well, that's just who I am. Haven't you said that? Oh, that's just how I am. That's who I am. Like nothing can change. God can change anything, but it will never, never violate your free will. So do you say to the Lord, Lord, change me in the way I most need it. Help me to see the truth. I think it's this area. Whatever the area is, Lord, show me the way to truth. And then take it. Both the good and the difficult things that come that show you clearly what one of your big obstacles is to drawing closer to the Lord, to being his disciple, to being a follower of him. You see, God doesn't want to just forgive you and heal you. He wants to use you as his son or daughter, use you in the best sense of that word. It's not like you're just a worker in the vineyard. You're his child. You're his son or daughter. And he wants you to share in his life and be a messenger out of his strength and his wisdom and his power to bring the good news to others. Your call is infinitely great. I don't care what your earthly circumstances are. I don't care what your bank account says. I don't care what your IQ is. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, God will use you, and many will probably look to you one day and know that they owe what you made possible by your rejection of sin, by your acceptance of the grace of God, what you made possible for many others. You showed them by example, and whether you will know it or not, people may be following your example. Brothers and sisters, God has so much to give us. Let's make some clear decisions in this coming week. Just one, at least one area that you're going to give over to God and ask God to take possession of it and change your heart and give you the grace to change where you need to change, that his life may be more manifest in you. God bless you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.